Yeah. It did make a difference. Plants were delayed, pushed back. And of course, if you have the money invested, the carrying charges on the money are there, and you had huge cost overruns in many, many cases, particularly in a lot of nuclear plants, which also got delayed. If you're under construction, you have to 3 Mile Island. It's very difficult in the nuclear business because the requirements kept changing. You couldn't get up online, and big dollars went into it. We had an example of that when we 1968, AEP applied the Securities Exchange Commission to acquire the Columbus and Southern Ohio Electric Company. And under the Public Utility Holding Company Act, we had to get the SEC approval. Two of the companies in Ohio, Dayton Power Light, Cincinnati Gas and Electric, opposed that mightily before the SEC. Bottom line was it took us 10 years to get the approval. We got it in 78. Along the way, our former chairman said if we ever got it, we'd move to Columbus, Ohio, build a big new building, whereupon he got a lot of political support. And as a result, we took over Columbus and Southern in 1980, and we moved to Columbus in 81, beginning of 81. We acquired the Zimmer nuclear plant, which Cincinnati Gas and Electric was managing at the time. We had a 25% share in it through our Columbus company. And it was pretty well done until they started to run into the new quality assurance requirements of the NRC. And I think probably they didn't react quickly enough to that in the construction, but even so, they would have been a difficulty. For example, if you had new requirements on welding and on the documentation and x-rays of welds, and you didn't meet those requirements, and that piece of pipe was buried under 5 feet of concrete, your only alternate was to dig through 5 feet of concrete. That's sort of a way out example. The bottom line was it was clear that we were going to have to make some major changes in the plant. And it wasn't entirely clear, since in the early 80s the game was still changing, what to do. And they had local opposition developing. So AEP proposed to convert the Zimmer nuclear plant, 800 megawatt nuclear, to a 1300 megawatt fossil plant. Turns out the steam conditions in their low pressure turbine were just right, that our 1300 megawatt high pressure and intermediate pressure turbines could exit the steam into these things. Because the nuclear has a much bigger heat rejection, it turns out that the whole back end, the cooling tower, and that was all big enough for a 1300 megawatt fossil. And in fact, year after I left AEP, they went online with Zimmer plant under budget, ahead of schedule, and been very successful ever since as a coal-fired plant. Probably scrapped about half of the nuclear plant, or maybe a bit more. And, but the problem being that the Zimmer nuclear plant in 1981 was just as good as any other nuclear plant built up to, say, 78. And that affected Seabrook, affected all kinds of things. They didn't meet the new rules, and backfitting to meet was very difficult, expensive. In that case, if I recall, we had about $1.8 billion into the Zimmer plant, the three partners, which were Cincinnati, Dayton, Columbus, and Southern. And for another ballparkish $1.8 billion, we could convert it to coal. Or for $1.8 billion, we could convert it to nuclear. Except that we can finish it as a nuclear, fix it up. Except with the nuclear, we had no assurance we could put the plant online. We still had to go through operating license hearings and against all sorts of opposition. The fossil plant, all the permits were head end, the water permits, the air permits, and so forth. And in fact, we got all the permits before we started major construction. So therefore, we had no risk